This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. presidents have official duties, and they have their party political duties. Security for both costs money, and some of those costs fall to local law enforcement when the president is out on the hustings. KCUR's Peggy Lowe has more from a recent Trump rally in Topeka, Kansas.
Kansas law enforcement only had 2 weeks to prepare for this moment.
President Donald J. Trump!
20 law enforcement agencies dispatched roughly 500 officers to make sure the president would stay safe. Shawnee County Sheriff Herman Jones told his troops the stakes were high.
Let's make sure we're not an ink spot in history.
Jones had more than 100 officers and civilians at the Kansas Expo Center. His team had to screen about 11,000 people going through airport-like security. Jones guesses this visit will eventually cost his department more than $30,000.
Hello, Kansas. Thank you very much. Hello, Kansas. Thank you.
In addition, Lieutenant Andrew Badel of the Topeka Police says the city spent more than $26,000, mostly in overtime pay.
We just have to later on down the line look at what we can cut back on to kind of cover that.
Another nearby county, Douglas, reports its sheriff spent more than $11,000. The largest force at the rally, the Kansas Highway Patrol, had more than 100 officers directing traffic. That agency is still tallying costs. So there's no grand total yet, but a good guess is a couple hundred thousand dollars, all paid for by local taxpayers. And that's not counting federal costs.
Thank you, Kansas. Thank you. Thank you.
But Shawnee County Sheriff Jones says all the work was worth it.
When you hear that Air Force One and the wheels are up, it's just a big, massive exhale of just like so much relief.
Jones may not want to breathe easy just yet. Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to appear at another GOP rally in Wichita this week. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.